Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Kevin Kruse's book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about productivity, or was it more of a reminder of things you already knew?
Hey there, Sam. It actually shifted my whole framework. I think most of us have this deep belief that we can somehow squeeze more out of time, like it's a resource we can stretch. But Kruse's big point is that time is a fixed constant. You can't manage time. You can only manage your attention and energy. That alone was worth the price of the book.
Right? And that's such a freeing idea. I remember him saying something like, "A minute spent in deep focus is worth way more than an hour of distracted, low-energy work." And I thought, oh, that's why I could spend all day busy and feel like I got nothing done.
Exactly. And then he goes into this concept of the MIT, the most important task. Not a list of 10 priorities, but one single task that would make everything else easier or irrelevant. That's a huge shift from the typical to-do list chaos.
Yeah, the to-do list part, I actually felt attacked. He says the traditional to-do list is a graveyard of good intentions. It lacks context and priority, and his fix is so simple. Put on your calendar instead. If it's important enough to do, it's important enough to get a time block.
That's the time blocking method. And it forces you to be realistic. You can't schedule 20 things in a day, so you have to choose. That ties into the next one for me, learning to say no. Every yes is a no to something else.
Yeah, and he's ruthless about that. He talks about the Eisenhower matrix, focusing on the important but not urgent quadrant. That's where planning and relationship building live. But to get there, you have to say no to the trivial stuff.
And he's not just talking about work meetings. It's about saying no to anything that drains your energy. That leads to procrastination, which he redefines as an emotion management problem, not a time problem.
That was so good. He says we procrastinate because we're avoiding a negative feeling like boredom or fear of failure. And then he offers the 5-second rule from Mel Robbins. The moment you hesitate, count backward from 5 and move. It interrupts the pattern.
I've actually used that a few times since reading the book. It works better than I expected. And then the Pomodoro technique, working in 25-minute sprints with short breaks, that aligns with our natural attention span. It turns a daunting session into a series of manageable sprints.
Yeah, I already used Pomodoro, but Kruse's twist was to apply it to your most important creative work, not just busy work, and then the shutdown ritual at the end of the day. He says you need a hard stop, a ritual like reviewing your wins and writing down your MIT for tomorrow.
That prevents the Zeigarnik effect, where unfinished tasks loop in your head. It allows true rest, and rest is fuel for productivity. I think that's the deeper message. You can't run on empty.
Right. And he talks about meetings being the biggest killer of time. He suggests asking, "Do I really need to be in this meeting?" I love that. And walking meetings or stand-up meetings to keep them short.
Delegation is another huge one. If someone else can do a task 80% as well as you, delegate it. That frees you to focus on what only you can do. It's the shift from being a doer to being a leader of your own life.
And batch processing to avoid multitasking. Our brains aren't wired to switch tasks quickly. So batching emails, phone calls, expense reports, that's so much more efficient. I've started doing that with my mornings, no email until after my MIT.
That's energy management over time management. Kruse says your energy is your most valuable resource. So prioritize sleep, exercise, nutrition, and schedule your hardest work when your energy is highest. I now do my deep work in the morning and save admin for after lunch.
That's great. And single tasking, one thing at a time with full attention. He says the feeling of being busy is often a form of laziness because you're avoiding the one difficult thing. Oof.
To make that possible, he says design a distraction-free environment. Turn off notifications, close the door, use website blockers. Willpower is finite, so don't rely on it.
And then there's gratitude and reflection. That felt soft, but he says it prevents burnout and enables continuous improvement, reflecting on what worked and what didn't.
The final secret is the most profound. Life is short. Not morbid, but liberating. It gives you the courage to say no to things that don't matter, and yes to what does. The ultimate secret is doing less, but doing it better.
That's the takeaway I'm walking away with. Stop trying to do everything and focus on the few things that really count. It's simple, but it's hard to actually live.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So really, it's about choosing with intention how you spend your moments. That's the secret. We'll see you in the next one.